South Sudan offers many opportunities for mining and mineral development, with almost 240,000 square miles of unexplored territories. Geographical studies reveal rich deposits of major metal, precious stone, energy minerals, and industrial materials. Among them are gold, copper, zinc, lead, rare earth, uranium, magnesium, iron, marble, and diamonds. The National Ministry of Mining is developing a regulatory framework to encourage the long-term growth of the industry. Joseph Hiteng Loyaris is the Deputy Commissioner for Investment Corporation in Torit. He says national and state governments should keep an eye on mining companies operating in the state.
Real mining is taking place. The person who said there is no mining, he had it. Me who is saying there is mining, I saw it. This is the difference. There is nobody who can convince me. I do not know the meaning of exploration. And mining, you cannot explore for over 1 year unless you are exploring in a big scientific kind of study that will take you 3 or 15 years, but not natural resources.
Betty Hope Awor, the deputy speaker in the Eastern Equatoria State Legislative Assembly, says revenue from natural resources should be used for development.
Each level of the government has got the duties and responsibility regarding the distribution of the natural resources. You find that all these levels of government are supposed to exercise equality.
South Sudan signed a contract with South Africa in February to explore and transfer skills in the mining sector. Christine Nakwor, a member of parliament for Kapweta East County, says communities in areas with natural resources have been ignored by the state and the national government.
Always when the company comes, they have to sit down with the community and agree they are not going to do mining minus the community, understanding with them, and write a memorandum of understanding with them, with the community, and agree what to give the community. In my own area, I have one company, and that company have not yet started. They were doing exploration, and now they have got gold in some areas. Soon they will start mining, but they have not started mining. What is taking place in Greater Kapweta is the local mining, only in Ngauro and in Namurunyang.
Louis Lobong-Lojore, the governor of Eastern Equatorial State, says brokers from Juba are exploiting the country's natural resources.
But when the government has no capacity and no machine to mine, we depend on the companies. The truth is that most of these companies who are coming, these are brokers. We have not seen the real company that has resources to come. And they have a one reason reservation. First of all, South Sudan is facing a lot of challenges. There are people, South Sudan has been given sanctions in terms of their armament, etc. And so there are some companies who are afraid to come and invest.
Lobong says some companies operating in Eastern Equatorial State are taking samples of the natural resources in the area. He says South Sudan is looking for a suitable mining company with enough resources to invest in the country. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa in Torit, Eastern Equatorial State.